The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Baba Yakubu. In the headlines, Boko and Banku shatters Aite powers in judgment night bout. National Economic Forum suggests review of targets set in 2014 budget. Wager treatment plant to be shut down today, and U.S. accuses Nigeria of inaction against Boko Haram threat.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel, and more.
Undefeated Brahma Kamoko, popularly known as Boko Mbanku, earlier this morning defeated Michael Aite Powers in their much-hyped non-title bout at the Accra Sports Stadium. Banku was in total control as he dominated all the 12 rounds, with the judges scoring 117-109, 119-100 and 120-108 all in his favor. The victory means Banku has improved his record with 27 wins, whilst Aite Powers' unimpressive performance continues. Speaking to the media after the bout, Aite Powers called for a rematch since Boko Mbanku failed to make the required weight for the fight.
I'm an international fighter. I want him to prove that if he can beat me, he is able to go to work. So once he fight, I'm ready to beat me. I wish him good luck. If you can see, Boko Mbanku can do his weight and I reduce a lot. You understand me? I reduce a lot and I come down. If Boko Mbanku can manage and make my weight, I can stop it. If Boko Mbanku can beat me every match, I will like. My mother let me know that after fighting, either lose or win, I'm still like the power. He continue to give me a good fight. You know, Boko Mbanku is not easy boxer. He's a good boxer. You understand me? I know the skills I'm going to use. I told you, he can't make a weight. If he manage to make that weight, I will stop him. I promise. People can promise and I don't do it. If I promise and I can't do it, that means it's bad. I told you before that if I lose or I win, people should take out my profit out of this. You understand me? Everywhere you have to get, you have to have God's favor. You can fight at the end of the game, you can die. So why can't I go that I finish the rounds and nothing happened to me?
Yeah, that is why
I pray to God. That is why I went to my prophet to pray for me. But I know that I'm praying that my prophet will let me beat Boko Mbanku. Anything can happen. You can fight, you can lose. You can fight, you can die. You can fight, you can get injury. You understand me? I want rematch. Yes.
You heard Aite Powers speaking after the bout. Meanwhile, the champion Boko Mbanku refused to talk to the media. The president of the Ghana Boxing Authority, Peter Zwenes, has been speaking to Radio Ghana about the bout.
Well, I wouldn't say my expectations have been met entirely. It started as a promising fight, but I think somewhere along the line, Aite ran out of gas, so it became a one-sided fight. But all in all, I think that it's been a successful event.
Would you say this fight has gone down as one of the biggest fights as far as this country is concerned?
Yes, in recent times, in so many years, we haven't had a fight with such patronage, with such hype. And I think that for that reason alone, it was historic. And also for me, I think that it will appeal to sponsors who are on the sidelines to come to the aid of professional boxing and not to confine themselves always to soccer.
So what do you have finally to tell the Ghanaian populace who have so in love, you know, with this particular bout that just ended?
Well, we are telling them that there are more of such big promotions to come. So should keep their fingers crossed and let us help to develop boxing to another level.
President of the Ghana Boxing Authority, Peter Zwen, is talking to Radio Ghana after the bout earlier this morning. Away from the boxing, the National Economic Forum has suggested to the Ministry of Finance to, as a matter of urgency, review targets set in the 2014 budget. The review must identify likely deviations and make proposals for plugging the resultant financial gap, while the Bank of Ghana traces the implications of a revision of the monetary policy. The suggestion was contained in a 22-point communique issued at the end of the 4th National Economic Forum at Sinchi in the Eastern Region. FAR reports.
The communique also asked the Bank of Ghana to expedite work on the assessment of the recently announced measures on foreign exchange transactions and take speedy and appropriate action to restore confidence and relieve the unintended consequences of the measures. Dr. Patrick Iwa, was the rapporteur for the forum.
It is imperative to strengthen the public accounts and finance committees of parliament to play their oversight responsibilities more effectively, and also to develop a mechanism for effective synergy and coordination between the monitoring units of ministries, departments and agencies, the National Development Planning Commission, and the Office of the President, that a mechanism to effectively monitor, evaluate, and reform the use of statutory funds transferred to the public sector institutions, such as the District Assembly Common Fund, National Health Insurance Authority, Ghana Education Trust Fund, must be established, that a mechanism must be established to realign the budget whenever the economy is affected by unanticipated shocks. Government must strengthen the regulatory authorities to protect consumers and ensure the enforcement of standards.
For the purposes of encouraging high productivity, the Central Consensus asks government, labor and the private sector to collaborate to institute a management and labor productivity crusade, including the introduction of a service charter that ensures that productivity is matched with remuneration. Seti here, reporting for Radio Ghana.
Meanwhile, President John Mahama has accepted the outcome of the forum and has pledged to implement them. He said his economic management team, headed by Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Arthur, has been buoyed up to begin implementation, acknowledging that it is the beginning of a new day for Ghana. Cecilia again.
President Mahama likened the National Economic Forum to the traditional consensus-building mechanism in resolving issues. This forum, he said, has come to stay.
I am satisfied with the outcome of this forum, and I'm impressed at the zeal and enthusiasm you have shown over these last 3 days. I stand here making these closing remarks with the knowledge that while this National Economic Forum may be ending, what lies ahead of us is the beginning of a new day for Ghana, one that we are together shaping as a nation. What lies ahead of us as a government is the careful consideration and timely implementation of all the viable solutions that you have proposed here in Sinchin. There must be no delays or distraction. Our economic management team has been reinvigorated by this process and is ready to begin immediately implementing the outcomes of this gathering. We will use your sense of urgency and optimism to fuel our actions as we move in the direction of change.
President Mahama, on behalf of government and the people of Ghana, expressed gratitude to the participants for their sacrifice and dedication. He described the leadership role provided by the Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Arthur as exemplary. Seti Iya, reporting for Radio Ghana.
Still on the forum, the just-ended National Economic Forum has been described as successful and worthwhile. Participants say the forum was broad-based and assure that Ghana's economic policy will see an improvement. Despite the success, the absence of key actors like contractors, traders and exporters was identified as the only missing link. General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona, says he believes government will take steps to implement the proposal submitted. He advised that the next forum should include key factors to make it all embraced in an encompassing.
I can tell you that I am more than satisfied with the outcome, and I'm sure that many other participants at the forum will tell you that it was worth our resources, it was worth our time, and in all honesty, I think that the forum that has reinvigorated my conviction, my stance on certain issues. It brought to the fore the many challenges of our economy, and I'm happy that we didn't hide anything. We brought everything to the fore so that we can discuss collectively and find a national panacea to the problems of our nation. That today, it is not just Bernard Mona, it is not just a political party that spoke. It is the nation, it is a gathering of all well-intended people that goes there to say, look, let's revamp our industries. Let's ensure that we support and encourage and incentivize small-scale and medium enterprises in this country.
General Secretary of PNC Bernard Mona, a senior lecturer at the Asese University, Dr. Lloyd Amoah, shared the views of Bernard Mona, saying the proposal submitted to government will prove an opportunity for the state to show to the world its commitment to improve the economy.
We should not forget, for example, that we used to have the Economic Advisory Council that the late President Mills. which was supposed to give him a fight. What happened to that council, for example? So we can have this session, you know, where there seems to be energy and all of that, but the test really lies in the details and how it is that the economy itself, when it comes to real action in terms of policy, begins to show signs of a recovery, turnaround, and then transformation. These are challenges that have to do with personnel, with vision, with tenacity, with discipline, and these are the imponderables that we have to deal with. And the history of development shows that all of those countries that are transformed, Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, Korea, China, you know, this is what happened. You know, that they went a step further beyond the communities, beyond the saving energy generated, and actually got down to work. The test, as they say, of the cocoa lies in the drinking, or the test of the pudding lies in the eating. So let us see what goes beyond this in terms of practical action. 2 months from now, a month from now, we can make a judgment. 3 months from now, we can make a judgment.
Senior lecturer at Asese University, Dr. Lloyd Amwa. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, and the media stories. Bukom Banku shatters Aite powers in judgment night bout. National Economic Forum suggests review of targets set in 2014 budget. Wage treatment plan to be shut down today, and U.S. accuses Nigeria of inaction against Boko Haram threat.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel, and more.
The news continues. The management of the Ghana Water Company Limited says there will be an interruption in water supply from today, the 16th of May, to tomorrow, the 17th of May, to the western and central parts of Accra. In a statement, the chief manager of public relations, Michael Ajimai, said the development is due to a plant shutdown of the Waja treatment plant. And we have him on the line to explain further. Good morning, Mr. Ajimai.
Good morning, sir. Ma'am.
So what has necessitated the shutdown?
We want to install a valve on the 36 inch pipeline on the Waja transmission line at a place called Heavywood around the core. So this is actually to help us introduce some positive improvement in our water service delivery. We realize that normally what happens is that anytime there is a water leak, a pipe leakage, we are always forced to shut down the pipeline, water flow to so many areas, and that puts a lot of people into undue hardship. So now the essence of this valve is to actually help us always isolate portions of the pipeline for servicing. You see, when that is done, you can always undertake the servicing without people even feeling the impact. So in a nutshell, the valve is actually to help us have effective control over our future repairs of our pipelines. So what we want to do today is to install this valve, and then from then on, we always have very good control over how we effect pipeline leakage, repairs.
According to your statement, it is from tomorrow through to the 17th, 2 days. Is that really the case?
Yeah, we are doing it today. In fact, we already shut down the Waja treatment plant, and the whole of today we will be installing the valve, and then we hope that by nightfall, by 6 p.m., by 7 p.m. today, the work will be completed. And what we want to do is that we ask consumers to store water for today and then tomorrow, just so that we could just monitor it effectively. We know we can complete it today, but we want to ensure that things are fine. So we are anticipating that even by tomorrow, there might be some water shortage here and there, because we need to have time for the pressures to build up enough for water to flow everywhere. And apart from that, we will be monitoring to ensure that no leakages occur and all of it. So be very effectively. We know that by the close of today, the work will be completed. And the assurance is that tomorrow and Sunday, there will be a normal flow of water everywhere in the city.
So which areas are to be affected?
We're looking at those areas that are dependent on water flow from water treatment plant, but because that plant is going to be shut down. But we are looking at Kaswa, Nyanu area, rather than to Wega. Then Makati Hill will be affected. Those areas around Dansumai, those areas, Malam, Bawe, Odoko, Awushi, Suwutium area, right now to Dakuman, Bugashi, and the rest. Busukan and all those areas. Then you go up north there, Choko, Mampobi, even to Kolebu, Jamestown, then right down to Central Pass of Accra, then even there to ministry areas and the rest, they will all be affected. Basically, those areas that are dependent on the water treatment plant.
All right. Mr. Ademan, we thank you for your time this morning. We've been speaking to the Chief Manager of Public Relations at the Ghana Water Company Limited, Michael Ademan. A search and rescue mission is still continuing for Walter Aguatemevo, who is still missing in the helicopter crash at K3 Point. The dual voice and data recorder and parts of the helicopter have been recovered. This, according to the Ministry of Energy, will contribute immensely to investigations into the crash. Speaking at a news conference to solicit the media's help, the Minister of Energy, Emmanuel Kofibua, expressed government sympathy to victims of the crash. He commended local fishermen for assisting in rescue efforts. Brighton Trauma and Fortune McCarthy have more.
On Thursday, the 8th of this month, a helicopter flying under the name Black Hawk and operated by Volta River Aviation crashed off the Ghana coast in waters approximately 4 nautical miles south of Takrade. The helicopter, on contract to Look Oil Overseas Ghana Limited, operators of K3 Point Deep Water Block, was on a routine crew shuttle mission transporting personnel to the Jack Ryan oil rig with 8 persons on board. It had earlier undertaken 2 successful rotations. 3 of the passengers on board lost their lives, 4 survived, and 1 is still missing. The Minister of Energy, Emmanuel Amakofibua, explains that intensive search for the missing person, Walter Aguatemevo, continues. He said the Navy is in command and has engaged Smith Salvage, a rescue recovery company, to provide seabed search support.
Intense search for Walter continues. The Navy is in command and the engagement of Smith Salvage to provide seabed search support using ROVs with sonar capability is ongoing. And we are hopeful that they will continue until we can do it. I know something about Mr. Walter Aguatemevo. The dual voice and data recorder and part of the helicopter have been recovered, and we are hopeful that this will contribute immensely to investigations regarding the crash. Meanwhile, surface search efforts are still ongoing. Let me also commend local fishermen in the area for their contribution in this rescue effort.
Meanwhile, government through the Ministry of Transport has constituted a high-powered committee to investigate the crash. Mr. Kofibua, on behalf of government, commiserated with the bereaved families.
That was a report filed by Brighton Trauma and Fortune McCarthy. The Music Council of Ghana has called for the restructuring and strengthening of the music industry. It says the time is right to run Ghana's music industry according to the standards of international music. The Music Council seeks to create opportunities for all and help in the nation-building process through music and culture. Ace musician and executive member of the council, Sloopy Mike Jenfie, says though the council is faced with challenges such as this, some existing organizations refuse to join. It is aimed at bringing unity and cohesion into the music industry. Naomi Komi and Bella Ejakwe's report.
The Music Council of Ghana comprises representatives from music organizations including the Association of Music Rights Owners, Veterans Musicians Association of Ghana, and Professional Musicians Association of Ghana. The council has been in existence since the 1970s, but was formally registered in 2010. An executive member, Sloopy Mike Jenfie, said, MCG is rolling out an action plan in accordance with the International Music Council's regulation.
It's to create the awareness in the country that the music industry has grown. And so there is a need for a new way to administer it. We have to put a new system in place, a new framework in place, so that everybody becomes a part of it. As it is now, it's a bit fragmented. There are fragments of people, one doing something here, the other doing something there, and we don't seem to have the cohesion needed. So for instance, even if government gives us money, we can all go to sit somewhere and say, everybody, you know, is ready with his knife and get his share of whatever it is, you know, because I don't think the government is looking at the fragmentations in the industry, but sees a one industry.
That was a report filed by Naomi Komi and Bella Ejiakwa. On the foreign front, a top U.S. Defense Department official says Nigeria has been too slow in responding to the threat by Boko Haram, but Washington is committed to helping find the group and rescue the more than 200 girls seized from their school a month ago. U.S. officials have said the effort to retrieve the girls is now a top priority, but has been complicated by Nigeria's earlier reluctance to accept assistance and by U.S. rules that ban aid to foreign forces amount to human rights abuses. Pentagon's principal director for African Affairs says it is troubling that atrocities have been perpetrated by some Nigerian forces during operations against Boko Haram. From the news, the main point again. Brahma Kamoko, known as Boko Mbanko, has deflated his rival Aite Powers in their much-hyped non-title bout. It was a unanimous decision for Boko Mbanko. The Raja water treatment plant to shut down this morning. This will interrupt water supply to low areas the plant supplies water. And a top U.S. Defense Department official says Nigeria has been too slow in corresponding to the threat by Boko Haram. And that ends the news broadcast on radio.